I once scored 32 points in a gold medal tournament B bracket game, and we lost. You see, you have to play defense too if you want to advance in the week-long tournament. Defenses used against me at gold medal have resulted in my body being airborne on a layup and promptly undercut to the hardwood for concussion evaluations, being ridden into opposing fans in the front bleachers, having said fans tug at my shorts while taking the ball out of bounds, and having a behemoth of an opponent with hands larger than my head holding my arms on a rebound. That was captured in a photograph that the offender swears to this day was fake news. I spent some time absent from the tournament play after that, instead pursuing a career of trying to deliver real news about this sport and others. But while at these tournaments, I always spoke with Monarch Lion, the Reverend Dr. Walter A. Soboloff, the game's biggest fan and for whom an annual tournament award is named. The debates always ended with me being on the losing end, but they always ended with a smile. My first conversation with Soboloff was initiated by his asking why I wasn't out on the court playing. I replied that they don't give tournament invitations to Petersburg teams anymore. He said that was because Norwegians can't shoot straight. I replied that I was Swedish, to which he said without hesitation, and Swedes can't play defense. We then discussed some of the great Petersburg and gold medal teams and players and shared a fry bread. Over the years, discussions involved other players' hoops deficiencies, and I had forgotten that conversation until the 2011 gold medal tournament. I came out of retirement and Ben-Gade and atomic-bombed and excessively ointmented my 50-year-old joints to join the Hoonoo Masters team. We had just won the championship game. I was now on the baseline shooting photos of the remaining championships, and unfortunately for me, I would sometimes be in front of Soboloff's view as he sat in his customary spot near the entrance and behind the backboard. "Hey there," Soboloff yelled out to me. "When are you going to learn to play defense?" And looking back, I can still see his big smile. That was Soboloff's last gold medal. He passed a few months later. The Juneau Lions Club's 71st gold medal basketball tournament starts on Sunday at 10 a.m. in the Juneau Douglas High School gym. If you can't play defense, at least you can cheer your team in that endeavor, just like Walter Soboloff used to do.